100 Word Stories.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. It's at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. So, you want to hear a weekly challenge, huh? Good news, it's Sunday, and time for a weekly challenge. The weekly challenge for this week was Cleave. And we got a bunch of stories in on the topic of Cleave. Just to remind you, what you need to do is go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, look for the topic for the week, and then write a story. If it's taking you a while, more than 7 days, or however long it takes you, just go ahead and send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But now, let's listen to the stories that you sent in for the challenge.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. This is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 742 with a prompt of Cleave. See if this makes sense. When his mother left, Bilbert walked over to his father and looked at the computer screen. Who exactly is headed our way? His father pointed to three blobs on the monitor. These are supervillains. I don't know who these two are, but this big red one is named Atomic Fission. Linoleum Amanda joined Bilbert and his father. What are his superpowers? Her superpowers, Mr. Wienerheimer said. She divides things, like separating the members of our team. Making it possible to eliminate them one by one. Bilbert gulped. Is mom in danger? His father shrugged. I don't know. I hope not. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard. And this week I'm trying to be clever. Whether I've succeeded or not, well, you can judge. Story is called Contract, and it goes like this. I like ambiguous words. You know the sort. When you can use the same word to mean completely opposite things. Like the word fast. When our marriage commenced, our relationship was rock solid, and we felt it would hold fast forever. But now, we're fast approaching the end. The wife tells me that no matter what, we're bound by our vows, and therein lies my get-out clause. You see, I insisted on writing them myself, and when I said we would cleave together, I insisted on the comma between them. That way, I have a contractual obligation to divorce her. Okay, don't know if it worked. Let me know. See you next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The impressive statue filled the room of the museum. It held an axe and a noose, and also a plate of fruit. Strange combination, he thought. Whatever you do, don't touch it, said the security guard, walking away. He touched the plate. Of course, nothing happened. The noose, nothing. The axe, still nothing. He shrugged. Suddenly, something hit him. He got snatched back by the neck and was gone when his back got slashed. Before the cameras, the director promised he would find the culprits. The security guard hid the noose and the axe away and calmly enjoyed his apple. And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
It's one of my favorite words. Cleave. Unlike stab, chop, cut, carve, and slice, it conveys a real sense of intent. A premise of permanency, of finality, and complete conviction. You can't cleave something half-heartedly. And there's an element of surgical precision too. Cleaving is undertaken with gravitas and commitment. It's not haphazard, incidental, or impulsive. And, for all those reasons, cleaving is far too good. For you. For you, my friend, it's the choppy, stabby, slashy, frantic cut and thrust of frenzied abandonment. The messy kind that causes pain and intense suffering. I'll save the cleaver for someone better.
Tourer Rizzino here, with a story on the subject, Cleave. Three eminent masters of their respective crafts contended to see which was the greatest. Master Ding, the butcher, said, "My blows with the cleaver are so sure that in 19 years not once have I needed to resharpen it." Master Ching, the carpenter, said, "In 19 years, I have never needed more than a single blow to drive home a nail." Master Bing, the bureaucrat, said, "In 19 years, I have denied every petition presented to me." The other two bowed. The next day, Master Bing's body was found expertly dismembered, the pieces nailed to the gateposts of his house.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Chop Chop. Mama? What, Cleave? Why did you name me Cleave? Timmy says it's a stupid name. Timmy is a dick, and everyone in his direct DNA pool is a sub-primate. No, Mama, I know Timmy's a knuckle-dragging moron. I need to weaponize my name to battle with God's lesser unfortunates, thus seeking almighty reward. Well, actually, I just want to fuck with them. Well, it happened a long time ago in Italy. Your great-grandfather, not one to suffer idiots, buried a butcher's knife in a customer's head. Go now, my little cleaver, and do likewise. Chop, chop. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The annual Best Cleavage contest was coming up. Melanie picked out her best low-cut blouse and bra and checked herself in the mirror. All natural, no artificial fillers, she thought to herself. Unlike some of the so-called competition, it took thousands of dollars of surgery to get close to Melanie's league. There was no way they'd make top shelf, so they took a different approach. Up there on the stage, Melanie looked up and down the row of flat-chested women who pulled off their skirts and turned around. Perfect ass cleavage, every one of them. Defeated, Melanie felt like a total fool.
And kiss that weekly challenge goodbye, everyone. Mwah! Yeah, those are the stories for this week on the topic of cleave. I hope you enjoyed it, because if you didn't, well, go back and play it again. Then you might enjoy it more. How about next week's weekly challenge? That'll be Sore. S-O-R-E? S-O-A-R? I don't know. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and look in the upper right corner. You'll see it spelled out. Until then, thank you for being a part of this and every week. And be creative and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Just try not to eat any bats. Wear a mask. Don't be a jerk. Don't touch your face. All that stuff. Thank you for being a part of the Weekly Challenge and the 100 Word Stories podcast. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.